There's no such thing as a strong national security with a weak currency. The two things don't go together. A strong country has a strong currency. I've actually advised the Pentagon on this. I've said, you know, the day will come when your naval vessel, your cruiser, will pull up at a fuel depot and say Singapore, and you'll say, hey, fill it up with fuel, and the operator will say, sure, pay me in SDRs. In other words, they'll no longer accept dollars. And I said, for the first time, the U.S. will have a very expensive, forward-deployed military that we have to pay for in a currency that we don't print. As if the U.S. wants SDRs, it's going to have to earn them like any other country with a surplus in its balance of payments. And so this is a whole new world. We're moving in this direction. You mentioned the GCC. You know, we talked a little bit about Russia and China and the BRICS, but the other threat comes from Saudi Arabia. For 45 years, Saudi Arabia has put a prop under the dollar, under the petrodollar deal. And what they said was, and the rest of OPEC said, oil must be priced in dollars. So everybody needs oil. That means everyone needs dollars to pay for the oil. But what Saudi Arabia said is, look, we'll price oil in dollars, but you, the United States, guarantee our national security.
Right.
Now, the United States in December stabbed Saudi Arabia in the back by having detente with Iran and making Iran the regional power.
Mm-hmm.
So Saudi Arabia, now that we're no longer defending them, in effect, they have no further reason to support the dollar. So whether it's the BRICS, whether it's Saudi Arabia, whether it's financial warfare, the threats are everywhere. They're building up. They don't happen overnight, but it's just a matter of time.